Our male cat gave birth today. Let me explain. A year ago, Melissa, and if you remember, she was inadvertently responsible for infecting our goldfish with a goiter that killed it, a neck goiter, was given a kitten by her mom. Now, her mom has a cat, has for years, that had a litter, one of many, many litters. This cat, Annie, has had more litters than anyone can remember and may be the sluttiest cat in all of central Oklahoma. Anyway, one of the kittens, a cute black male with white spots, comes home with us. Gregory, Melissa's son, names him Charlie. Charlie grows, Charlie's happy, but then Melissa, a few weeks back, notices Charlie is getting fat. I should also say at this point that Melissa keeps talking about fixing the cat but never gets around to it. And I say Melissa doesn't get around to it, not that we don't get around to it, because having wild animals in the house was her idea, not mine. I don't even like photos of animals, but I'm trying to be the good boyfriend, so much so I even find myself at Reese's at 3 in the morning pricing cat food. But I'm not taking the cat in to be, you know, snipped, circumcised, whatever. Anyway. So Charlie keeps getting fat, and we're thinking maybe it's a tumor. Then it's a tumor that seems to be moving. And then it dawns on Melissa Charlie may be a girl. She checks again. We look for feline sex organs. We see fur. So we wait. There are definitely kittens in there, though. What to do now? I know. Consult the experts. Facebook. A friend tells me how it's a miracle that maybe Charlie has both sex organs and I should stop bitching about it. Another talks of growing up on a farm and helping a cow give birth and sticking her arm in the cow's rectum and helping. I don't even know why I need to know this. Melissa tells me cats, in fact, eat the placenta and lick their kittens clean and that the babies are born with their eyes closed. What is this horror you call nature? The gestation period for cats is about 50 days. Charlie has been pregnant for about 35 minutes, but it's definitely going into labor. I move to the other room, close the door. Okay, it's a miracle, but it's not a miracle that's going to happen on my Tempur-Pedic. He, she, the hermaphrodite, whatever, lies in a wicker basket in the closet. Melissa's in there, too. A midwife with a Diet Coke. Minutes later on Facebook, Melissa posts we have a kitten, but that Charlie is having some trouble squeezing out the next one, which makes a fair amount of sense when you consider how a week ago he didn't have, you know, a vagina. When all is over, three kittens. They look like her. The next morning, weird. Charlie jumps into bed with us, purring, wanting to be petted. It's kind of sweet. Melissa's mom calls. Do not let Charlie outside, she says. Apparently, she's still in heat. The cat, not Melissa's mom. Now, Melissa goes to get the kittens. Charlie's like, fine, whatever, my nipples hurt. Melissa puts the kittens on their backs to show me which one is the male, which two are the female. Yes, Melissa is doing this. She who is as good with determining cat genitalia as Karl Rove was at determining who won Ohio. Then later that day, really something weird happens. Melissa and I are going away for the weekend. We leave Charlie the kittens in the wicker basket in the closet. I inadvertently close the door before we leave. It hits me almost immediately what I've done, and I think of Charlie outside, scratching to get in, clawing at the door, the kittens inside, starving, screaming for their mother. It's heartbreaking. I'm going to be featured in a Sarah McLaughlin PSA. I quickly open the door, make sure it stays open, and check on the kittens. They're fine. Eyes closed, all on a ball, waiting for their mother to return, and not a placenta in sight.